puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's our Sunday morning hangout with Gordon Goldsberg. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
Abandoned Manitoba time. So last week, you asked listeners to help identify some unknown sites. I'm guessing you got a response.
I sure did. So as of today, several mysteries have been cleared up. Just to remind listeners, a person had sent me 18 photos of historic buildings that they could not identify. They'd found them in their travels around the province, didn't know what they were, and they thought for sure I would know them. Well, I knew too. But I asked our listeners for help with the rest, and they came through. They identified three more. The former Coulter United Church in the village of Coulter. It's now in a field northeast of Melitta. There's the Fulton School that is northwest of Pearson. And there's a little church at Garland. And I had thought, oh, it must have been moved there for somebody's house. Nope. It turns out, well, it actually had been moved there, but years and years and years ago. And it had been used as a Roman Catholic church. But unfortunately, it's been abandoned since the 1980s. But we were also able to correct several errors in our database. We found some monuments that I hadn't been able to locate before. And so I think all in all, it was a very productive exercise. And I think one that I'll likely repeat someday soon.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, some listeners know that this Abandoned Manitoba radio series has spawned three books of the same name. But it also inspired a whole bunch of short videos about historic sites around the province. So I thought people might enjoy hearing about how those videos began, how we choose the topics for them, which ones have been popular, and, well, maybe a little hint about what's coming next.
Some behind the scenes. All right. So how did the videos get started?
Well, we have to go back to 2014, so 12 years ago. I had done some consulting for a video about Manitoba's first hydroelectric generating station. And I know what you might be thinking. You're thinking, oh, Pinawa. But no, it was on the Little Saskatchewan River, northwest of Brandon. Well, after doing that work, the filmmaker, a fellow named Sean Cameron, who lives in Brandon, contacted me to see if I would be interested in working with him and his production partner, Graham Street, to make more videos on Manitoba history. Well, they had me hooked. I had so much fun working with them that I wanted to keep doing it. And so by the end of 2015, we had produced 8 videos, and each of them was anywhere from 6 to 8 minutes long, so not especially long. And it was a series called Hidden Manitoba. And the idea, I guess, was that we were revealing things that people didn't know, that they were hidden aspects of our history. Bell MTS had funded their creation through what they called the Stories from Home Project. It was to make content that related to, in some way, to Manitoba. And the company monitored viewership, and I guess they were impressed enough that they funded 5 more videos. And this time we named it Abandoned Manitoba, you know, because it really did relate to the stuff we talk about here. And, you know, so I thought it was perfectly appropriate. Those videos, while they were a little bit longer, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes each, and again, the reaction was really strong, and therefore we were authorized to make 10 more in sort of the same realm. But none of these videos would have ever reached the audience they have today without the COVID-19 pandemic. So there's a silver lining to that cloud.
Why did the pandemic affect things?
Well, when it hit, and of course that was back in March of 2020, it was immediately clear that the Manitoba Historical Society, which up to that point had been offering public presentations, well, they just couldn't continue. You couldn't do things in person because of the restrictions. Well, we needed an alternative, and I remembered those videos we'd already made, and, well, they had only been broadcast on television for a limited time. So, you know, the viewership had been somewhat limited. So I said, why don't we upload those to YouTube? And, you know, it gives people something they can watch. And we could start with the Hidden Manitoba series. So, of course, I had to ask Sean and Graham, what do you think? Is this a good idea? And they, oh yeah, absolutely. So we posted them to the Abandoned Manitoba page on the Manitoba Historical Society's YouTube channel. And it snowballed from there. As of today, the channel hosts 155 videos.
How do you choose topics for the videos?
Well, I think most of the ideas come right here, right from the Weekend Morning Show. The stuff that I talk about each week is perfect fodder for the kind of videos that we make. We cover all sorts of historical subjects. And of course, in the last 10 years, which is how long we've been doing this, you know, there's lots of different subjects we've talked about. But a distinctive feature that I'm really quite proud about of our videos is that they're completely unscripted. You know, we know the ideas we're going to talk about, but not the exact words. You know, it just comes out as it comes out and you get the unvarnished story. And I want those videos to feel like a conversation between friends. You know, I don't want them to seem like some stuffy university lecture. So in 2023, we began making shorter videos that we called Manitoba Heritage Minutes. And despite the name, they usually aren't a minute because it's so hard to convey anything meaningful in 1 minute. They're usually 2 or 3 minutes. But because they're focusing on simpler topics that don't warrant a longer video, it's possible in 2 or 3 minutes to get a nice little story conveyed. And we try to cover the entire province within the limits of our, well, I have to say, meager production budget. So last fall, for example, Sean Graham and I traveled to the Paw, and we filmed several Heritage Minutes in and around town.
And do you make all the videos on the MHS YouTube channel?
Well, we do make many of them, that's true, but definitely not all. So, for example, retired broadcaster Jim Ingebrigtsen, I'm sure many of our listeners will remember Jim, he allowed us to upload a wonderful video that he'd made about the Bowler trailer. You know, this little camper that has a passionate following. We put it up on the YouTube channel. Likewise, Sean and Graham have been making videos for a long time, you know, and some of their earlier work. You know, for example, they made a video about Russ Gurr, the singing farmer. You know, I didn't know much about him. The video is great, and so we put it there, too. We also put Graham's excellent 3-part series on First World War soldiers that's entitled War Paths, and it's really poignant. Everybody should watch it, you know, especially around Remembrance Day. And we have other things. We have recordings of various presentations that the MHS has sponsored. One of the recent ones, for instance, was from a museum curator in Ottawa who talked about shipwrecks on the shores of Hudson Bay. So all kinds of neat content.
And what have been some of your most viewed videos?
Well, the most popular one by far was our video about Port Nelson. You know, that's the abandoned seaport on Hudson Bay that has actually been in the news a lot lately, and that may have been what spurred everybody to watch our video. To date, it has been watched over 360,000 times, and that just boggles my mind. You know, the next 4 most popular videos, one of them is about the ghost town of Pope. You've probably never heard of it, northwest of Brandon. It's long gone, but we made a video about it. That's a popular one. We did a video about an abandoned hydroelectric generating station on the Canoochewan River. And if you don't know where that is, well, it flows into God's Lake. It's in northern Manitoba. One of the other ones that we had a lot of fun with, our search for abandoned ski hills near Larivere. And then we had a list of the 5 historic buildings in Winnipeg that we feared might be at risk of demolition. And that was a popular one, too.
Do you have a favorite video?
You know, that's a tough question. It's kind of like asking who's your favorite child. You know, I like them all. I like them all for different reasons. But, you know, there are ones that I have particular fun with. One that I had just a great time making was about a shipwreck at the mouth of the Nelson River. It was kind of related to that Port Nelson story. That shipwreck has been there over 100 years, and we went up to it. We climbed aboard the ship. We made a short video about what it was and why it was there. And, oh, that one was a great fun making. And another fun experience This one, not everybody gets it when I describe it. I had to climb into the trunk of a classic car from the 1960s. And I would challenge listeners to say, what's that video about? Well, it was about drive-in movie theaters. Because, of course, everybody remembers that, sure, maybe you paid to get into the movie, but a few people managed to get in by hiding in the trunk and get carried in. So I made the video in the trunk of a car.
I appreciate your dedication, Gordon.
I'm hardcore. I'm sorry.
How can people find your videos?
Well, if you're in YouTube already, simply search the phrase Manitoba Historical Society, and it should be the first one that comes up. Alternatively, if you're on the website of the Manitoba Historical Society, there is a YouTube logo at the bottom of every page. You just click that logo and you'll go right to the channel. And if you do enjoy watching the videos, please like them. You know, that's where you click the little thumbs up symbol. And also subscribe to the channel, because both of those things, liking our videos and subscribing to the channel, helps more people to discover the channel. And the benefit for you is that you'll be notified when there are new videos being launched.
Can you tell us about some of the future videos you have planned?
Well, we actually have several that are in the can. They're just a matter of waiting to get the permission from the groups with whom we made them. So, for example, last summer, the three of us filmed 9 videos on behalf of the Brandon General Museum and Archive in Brandon. And they were on such subjects as the A.E. McKenzie Building. That was the city's first skyscraper. And we also filmed a video about a little building where raw sewage was once dumped into the Assiniboine River. So a whole potpourri of subjects. And, you know, we've also worked with Engineers Geoscientists Manitoba. That's the regulatory body for the engineering and geology professions here. We made a video about the Louise Bridge here in Winnipeg. It's the oldest bridge in Western Canada, and it enabled the Canadian Pacific Railway to expand westward. Now, we anticipate these videos will hopefully launch soon on the MHS channel, so keep watch. And if our application for funding is approved, you know, we don't know yet, hopefully we'll learn later this month, we're going to record a series of videos about Manitoba's oldest buildings. We're going to start with the Depot Building at York Factory. It dates from 1838. Just think of that. That's almost 200 years old. We're going to continue to the warehouse from 1841. That's at Norway House. And we're going to finish with a whole bunch of wood or stone buildings from the 1850s in and around Winnipeg.
Thanks for this, Gordon. I'm not surprised they're so popular. Watch out, Netflix, is all I have to say. What's up for next week?
Well, recently it was announced that the Manitoba Book Awards will resume this week. But as I pointed out here before, the hue and cry that arose when they were discontinued in 2024, that fear that, you know, excellent books would go unrecognized really was unfounded. Manitoba still has at least 2 other award programs for books, as well as other media. And so next week, I'm going to talk about nominees for this year's Margaret McWilliams Awards. Those are given by the Manitoba Historical Society, my organization. And there's also the Manitoba Day Awards that are offered by the Association for Manitoba Archives. So lots of great content being awarded in the next few weeks.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.